Hey guys, I'm very happy to announce that I'm feeling a lot better today than I have been the past few days. So I just want to say thank you so much for commenting on my last post and saying very sweet things, and a couple of you messaged me too, and that was really nice. And I just want to say thank you so much for being so thoughtful. I'm doing better. So basically what happened was I got food poisoning the day before my birthday, and then on my birthday I still didn't feel good and I got a headache, and then the following day I had a migraine, and I just haven't really felt that great ever since. I am feeling a lot better though today. I still have a minor headache, but it's not too bad, thankfully. So yeah, sorry I was kind of a little more inactive than I would like to be. So thank you guys for being patient and stuff. I am working on my next audio. I started writing a script for it, and then I kind of realized that all of my most popular audios were like improvised. Like, I didn't write a script for them. I just kind of winged it. And now I'm wondering if I should just start doing that every single time. Because the script writing part is the most, I think that's the most, like, time-consuming part of the process. The thing is, I have tried improving audios before, and I just, like, I couldn't come up with stuff to say, and so it doesn't always work out well. But when it does, I feel like when improv does work out well, it always sounds better than if I were to have written a script for it. Because it just sounds more natural, I think. And I don't know, it just works better. Let's see, which ones have I improvised? I improvised the Shy Babysitter audio. That was a few months ago. That was like one of the first times I've ever improvised an audio. And then I improvised, I think, like half of the wrestling audio. And let's see, what else? I improvised the Ditzy Popular Girl audio. And that was actually really fun. It was easy because playing a Ditzy character, you can just kind of say whatever and it doesn't matter because the character is supposed to be dumb. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm wondering if I should start just not writing scripts as often. I'm gonna try doing that with my next audio and we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully it'll turn out okay. What else is new? Also, I'm at my parents' house right now. I actually have been staying here for the past few days ever since I got sick. So I brought my recording equipment just in case, in hopes that I would be able to still get stuff done. And I turned a closet kind of into a recording booth. So, that's what I did today. I put up this, foam, like mattress foam. You know those, shoot, I don't even know what they're called. It's like a layer of foam that sometimes goes on top of a mattress to make it softer. So I put those up against the walls of this closet, to kind of make that absorb sound. I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not a sound tech expert, but I know that foam helps with making it sound better and less echoey. So I did that, and then I put a ton of pillows in here, so it's kind of like a pillow fort, and I love it so much. So yeah, that's where I'm sitting right now. I was going to try recording in the truck as some of you might know, I used to do that. That used to be my recording studio, my dad's truck. but I remembered that I tend to get very overheated in there. But, yeah, it's so nice to be back at my parents' house. They don't live far from me at all. They only live, like, 20, 30 minutes. And, being back here, I realize how much I miss them and how much I miss just, I don't know, being at home. It's really nice. And just really, really happy. I think when I first moved into my apartment, I loved it so much. Obsessed with it. Adored it. But for the past few months, I think I've been loving it a little less. And I kind of don't like living on my own anymore, to be honest. I think that I don't really leave my apartment as much as I should. And so I think I've been feeling a little bit isolated, and it hasn't been very good for my mental health. Not that I'm having like a really, really hard time, but it's been a little tough sometimes. I've definitely been having some off days, and that's what the past week was. And then as soon as I decided that I needed my mommy and I stayed over at my parents' house, I've felt a ton better. So that's been really nice. My lease renews pretty soon. And a few months ago, I was positive that I would renew it, like that was a given. But now I'm kind of second guessing that, and I'm wondering if I should consider a different living situation, because I don't know, man, I just don't like living alone anymore. I don't know. We'll see. So there's that. I got a meditation app. It's called Calm. And I haven't used it that much, but I'm gonna try to use it daily because it's supposed to really help. And it has good reviews, so I'm gonna try doing that daily. The thing is, I think I've tried doing meditation before. I've taken a yoga class before, but not necessarily like meditation. And usually because I just think I don't have the patience for it. Like, I think I have a hard time sitting down and completely shutting off my brain. But I'm gonna try to use it, and hopefully it'll make a difference. Meditation is supposed to be good for everyone, right? So I think it's worth a try. Yeah. I think I might want to get Hulu, because Hulu has so many shows on it that I want to try watching. I feel like it's probably worth it. I don't know why I've put it off for so long. Like, whenever I find out that a show I want to watch is on Hulu, I'll just be like, well, I guess I'll never see it. But I should really just get Hulu. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get Hulu. Hold me to that, okay? Make sure that I get Hulu. That's your guys' job, okay? Thank you. Let's see. What else is new? I mean, I guess that's pretty much it. I've been having a smoothie every single morning for the past few months. And now whenever I wake up, I immediately crave a smoothie. I've like rewired my brain so that the second I open my eyes, I'm like, smoothie, smoothie, smoothie. But it's such a great way to start your day, because you can put protein powder in it. You can put kale or spinach. You can get so much nutrients in a smoothie. Sorry, I don't know what to talk about. I guess that's pretty much it. So, I think I'm gonna end this here. Yeah, thank you guys for listening and being patient with me and commenting very nice things. I can't stress enough how much it means to me when I can't form a sentence. It just means so much to me how nice you guys are. Truly, I love you guys, even though I've never met you guys. It's weird because on one hand, it's like, okay, you guys don't really know me at all. But then on the other hand, you kind of know me better than a lot of people, even that I consider friends in real life. Because you guys hear, like, I don't know, my rambles, and some of you listen to, like, my Q&As, and, you know, so in some ways, you kind of know me better than than a lot of people. I don't know, it's cool. But, thank you guys for everything. I love you so much. And, I'm gonna try to squeeze in as much content as I can for the rest of the month. I need to do a Q&A and an audio, and I don't really have any bloopers for this month, so I probably won't be posting any bloopers. I think I'll get a poll going, and yeah, I'm sorry I've been just a little bit MIA the past week. But that's hopefully about to change because I think I'm feeling a lot better now. And I just realized my headache is gone. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye, guys. Mwah.